Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Hendricks in for Phil Nee. Jordan Love threw two touchdown passes to Jaden Reed, and the Green Bay Packers capitalized on a fast start to beat Miami 30-17 to snap the Dolphins' three-game winning streak. Green Bay has won three straight and seven of its last eight. Miami continued its recent history of struggling in cold weather. The kickoff temperature at Lambeau Field was 27 degrees with 10-mile-an-hour winds, light flurries, and a wind chill of 18. The Dolphins have lost their past 12 regular season or postseason games in which the temperature at kickoff has been below 40 degrees. After the game, Packer head coach Matt LaFleur spoke about how the Packers are playing their best football right now.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think Miami's a really good football team, and it's the National Football League. Everybody's going to have their moments. I think our ability to jump out to a big lead obviously was instrumental, but I was really proud of our defense. They have a second goal on the 1 yard line, and to be able to hold them out of the end zone there, that was a critical moment in the game.
As the Packers played a very strong game, but on both sides of the ball, as Packer head coach Matt LaFleur also spoke about how the team is really physical right now.
I just love the mentality of our football team. Our guys, they strain for one another, they fight, they block, and they try to inflict pain, which as a coach, you'd love to see.
The Packers will have a full week to prepare for their next game, as they will have another Thursday night game next week against Detroit. A victory today against the Minnesota Gophers could get rid of the bad taste for a disappointing regular season. That victory would make the Badgers bowl eligible. The work will have to be done in frigid conditions. The National Weather Service predicts game time temperatures in the low 20s with 15-mile-an-hour winds producing a wind chill of about 10 degrees. That would make it the coldest game at Camp Randall Stadium in 60 years. Our pregame about to get underway over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7 with a 9 o'clock pregame time this morning. Chicago Cubs manager Craig Counsell is filling his coaching staff with former Brewer coaches. Quinton Berry signed on late last month, and Counsell hired former Milwaukee hitting coach Andy Haynes this week. The role of the newest member of the Cubs coaching staff hasn't been established. The Pirates fired Haynes after he spent the 2024 season as the team's hitting coach, the same position he held with the Brewers from 2019 to 2021. Badger guard John Tonge has been named the Big Ten Player of the Week for the second time. He and his teammates will be hosting Chicago State Saturday. He's averaging more than 23 points a game while connecting on 54% of his shots from the field. More than 40% of his three-pointers and the nation's leading 95% of his free throws. He's the only Big Ten player who has scored 30 points in two games. In action today, some holiday high school girls basketball. The Brookfield Central Thanksgiving Shootout will see Bangor taking on St. Augustine Prep. Also in action, Prairie du Chien taking on New Berlin Eisenhower in the Kettle Moraine Thanksgiving Classic. Rutgers hosts the Marquette Golden Eagles after Kiami McMiller scored 27 points in Rutgers' 66-49 loss to the Princeton Tigers. Today's meeting is the first this season for the squads. Also in sports action, yesterday for football, it was the Dallas Cowboys scoring and holding on for a 27-20 Thanksgiving Day victory over the New York Giants. Cooper rushed through a touchdown pass, and the Cowboys ended a six-game losing streak going back to a wild-card loss to Green Bay last season. Drew Lock started in place for the injured Tommy DeVito and lost a fumble over the dynamic pick six in a seventh consecutive loss for the Giants. New York's eighth consecutive loss to Dallas also eliminated the Giants from playoff contention. Jared Goff threw for two touchdown passes. Jake Bates made three field goals in the first half, and the Detroit Lions held off the Chicago Bears 23-20 to extend their winning streak to 10 games. The Lions snapped a seven-game losing streak on Thanksgiving. The Bears had the ball in Lions territory late in the game with a chance to drive for a game-tying field goal or go-ahead touchdown. but they blew the opportunity. Caleb Williams threw an incomplete pass as time expired from the Detroit 41 after being sacked with about 30 seconds left, allowing time to run off the clock, even though Chicago had one more touch or timeout. Milwaukee Bucks coach Doc Rivers told reporters that his team was going to turn it around soon, and it has. Milwaukee ranks in the top 10 for defensive efficiency and momentum, as strong as the team won even without Giannis Antetokounmpo on Monday at Miami. The team will be having their hot streak coming during a soft spot of the schedule, as the Bucks will have to repeat their action and success against strong opponents to prove that they're real. As for the Milwaukee Bucks' next action, the Milwaukee will play Washington, looking to prolong its five-game win streak. The teams will square off Saturday for the first time this season. Milwaukee is 7-8 against the Eastern Conference, and Washington is 2-10 against conference opponents. With a look at other sports scores from around the league in and the top 25 college basketball from yesterday, it was Dayton 85, University of Connecticut 67, Gonzaga defeated Indiana 89-73. Houston scored a 65-54 victory over Notre Dame, while Purdue took down North Carolina State 71-61. It was Florida 75, Wake Forest 58, Illinois defeated Arkansas 90-77. Mississippi scored a victory over BYU 96-85, while Oklahoma defeated Arizona 82-77. And it was Mississippi State 80, UNLV 58. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.